When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy holidays, everyone. It has been quite a year. Here's an episode from all the way before Maggie was married. Enjoy.
Ramble.
Hello, welcome, and good morning to this week's episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Matt. I'm here with Maggie.
Hello.
Becky.
Hi.
And Rainey.
Hi.
And today, you know, we're just gabbing. We're talking. We have some audience questions to go over too. We just want to check in. You know, it's good to check in with your friends, do a mental health check, see how everyone's doing.
Is that what we're doing?
We are. This is gabbing. Actually your intervention, Maggie.
Thank
how
you for
are
joining.
You? How are you feeling? What's new? How are you? How are you feeling? What's new?
Oh, you know, just all the things.
We
got the wedding coming up.
I was going to say, you have to be stressed. Wedding is so soon.
Yeah.
Aren't there just like so many little details that just like pop up as you get closer, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Just, like, final so many wedding things.
Yes. Lots of wedding things. Lots of payments going through. Lots of last minute emails. Lots of guest count. Lots of changes and seating charts and all that good stuff.
And your wedding's in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So many things are in Spanish.
Yes.
Right? And you're the only one who speaks Spanish.
Yes.
In all of the
organization
stuff. So that has to be more stress and time and effort.
Yeah.
It's
a lot.
Yeah.
It is.
It is a lot.
Like,
but I think that it's going to be great. But it has been
I'm excited.
A
it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
What are some like last minute things that you still have to do that you haven't done that you're like, this has to be on my checklist?
Menus probably and name tags.
Okay.
Name tags.
Yeah.
Do we all get to wear them?
You can wear them. You can put them on. You can put them on.
Are you going to do like a fancy, I've been to weddings where they do like a handkerchief.
Ooh.
You get to keep with your name on it and tells you what table to go to.
That's cute. We haven't solidified anything, but right now we have, because we have to basically transport everything. We couldn't do like a big like display just because it wouldn't fit in a suitcase. And when I looked into shipping, it was like hundreds and hundreds of dollars to do something over like 10 pounds.
Oh my God. Ooh.
So we're doing little drink escorts with like tassels on them.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Yeah. Ooh. And they'll just be like on a table. So it'll be like
that's
Becky,
perfect.
Uno, ooh. Matt, Uno, because you'd probably be at the same table.
I was like, we're at different tables?
No.
Matt.
Matt, you're going to be at table.
Yeah, right? Your table, 345.
Your table's on the beach.
Yeah. So lots of that stuff. And
you've got your dress. You did your final dress fitting.
No, not yet.
You did your final tailoring. Like you go in and she does the last measurements before you try it on for the last time.
Wow. Yeah.
What's your favorite detail that you've organized about the wedding?
My favorite,
your favorite
detail.
Touch.
I liked kind of paper goods, which I love cards and stuff like that. I feel like it just kind of gets lost when there's so much detail in the day. But I'm excited to just have those little card mementos. We actually didn't do printed invitations, but we are printing like 10 of them for my parents, ex-parents, us. Yeah. And it'll probably be like a cute little photo thing. But I'm excited for just like the menus and stuff like that. Yeah. Like picking flowers and plates have been fun. Yeah. But very, very
decadent.
Yeah.
Have you had fun picking the music? Because you're doing a DJ.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Music has been
fun.
Because
you and Zach are big music people.
Mm-hmm.
Very particular.
We love music.
You know your jams.
We have a very good DJ that like makes his own like mixes. So we have like a list of songs that we definitely want played, but we also don't want to intervene with the creative artist. So we're excited to just kind of pass it along and...
That'll be so cool.
Dance time.
Dance party.
Bring your dance pants.
Yeah.
Dance pants.
Dance pants. How about you, Becky? How are you? How's your mental health?
Finishing planning my wedding. It's been really good.
You're like, I finally finished my wedding.
Finally finished. It's been great. Just chilling. Grandpa Barry has been the devil.
Why?
The last couple nights.
You don't want to sleep.
Well, yeah, we've been trying. Well, I've been, Matt likes to do psychological warfare with his sister. I like to do psychological warfare with Grandpa Barry. If he wakes us up in the middle of the night, I will find that sleeping cat during the day and like pick him up and wake him up.
Way.
And I'm like, wake up. You are not taking a nap because you woke me up.
You are so petty. I love it.
Well, he's a demon. So I woke up in the middle of the night and was like, I'm hungry. I'm gonna have a bowl of cereal. Mm-hmm. So I went to get my bowl of cereal and I was eating Rice Chex, and Rice Chex are always the best with a little bit of sugar on top. So I opened up my little bottom drawer. There's like a little Lazy Susan in there. Mm-hmm. Got the sugar out, sprinkled it on, put it back, closed the door, went back to bed, was eating my cereal. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I hear ksh, 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 ksh. And I'm like, what is going on? What is that noise? And so
rats.
I go back.
Definitely you have rats.
And it's rats.
What?
And, no. In the amount of time that it took me to take out the sugar, sprinkle it on my cereal, and put it back, Grandpa Barry had snuck into the cabinet and had now locked himself inside. So I let him out, and he runs like he's scared. He's like, oh, I hated that experience. And now, for the last like 4 nights, he has stood outside that cabinet and scratched on it to try and get in. So you just hear like,
what? He's like, I hated it, but I liked it.
He's like, I want to go back in there. Let me in.
You
let
just
me
leave
in.
It open always. Just go in and out.
I know. I was like, I would if it wasn't like, it's where all the baking supplies are.
Yeah.
Just like ton of chocolate. Like,
oh, yeah.
Things that, are not good for him in there. Yeah. But he like wanted, he just likes, like, he's a gremlin.
Yeah.
He wants to go in gremlin places. He likes to nest.
Yeah.
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 So we're thinking about maybe putting some aluminum foil on the cabinet so that it makes a noise when he scratches it.
Cats don't like that, right?
They're supposed to not like it, but he's a demon, so I think he's gonna like love it and like
some cats like are not fazed at all.
See his reflection.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, "This is my favorite toy."
Whoa!
But one of the big things we've been doing for the house is Keith finally renovated his office,
his studio space,
and he hung up all of his instruments on the wall.
All 57 instruments, all 50 bajillion of them.
Yeah. Our friend Ryan Garcia came over because he's like a handyman. He's very handy. And he helps us with handy things.
Yes.
And so I recently got rid of, our friend Jared took our old bed that was in there because we had had in our guest house, the bed was the same bed that we had when we moved to LA. Mm-hmm. So it's about 10 years old.
Yeah.
And we just got a new one and it just came in the mail. So I have to put it together.
Exciting.
But I'm really excited because the guest house is looking more like an actual like studio with a place where people can like sleep and relax, as opposed to like, this is what Becky and Keith's old apartment looked like.
The leftovers.
Yeah, very leftover heavy.
Matt, how's your mental health? Check in.
My mental health is great.
A plus across the board.
So fabulous. Thank you for asking, Rainy.
It is glitter and rainbows in here.
Right? No, I've got back on that workout train. You know, I'm feeling great. Because for a while, I, you know, I had some old man like tendonitis things going on in my shoulders.
Ow.
So I couldn't work out. Oof. Couldn't do a lot of stuff. So
now
I'm feeling
back at it.
Back at it, much better. You know,
easy does it.
Yeah,
that's so great.
What's your work? What's your routine?
I do lifting and cardio stuff.
Oh. The best.
You know,
what's the cardio portion?
Both worlds. Just like hit stuff. You know,
hit
stuff.
Like,
you hit things.
Hit stuff.
High intensity interval training.
Yeah. See, she's got it. Maggie knows.
Woo.
Maggie knows.
Matt hits the balls.
Yeah, doing that, and I've been taking a lot more time lately too, because I love to cook. So. For a while, I it's just so busy. So many things were happening. So I didn't have a lot of time to do that.
Yeah.
So now I've been cooking a lot more too, which is good. Healthier too. Yeah. You know, takeout's not like the best thing for you most of the time.
What's your favorite thing that you've cooked recently? What's like a new recipe?
This past weekend, I made homemade falafels.
I mean,
that's not new. Those are
That's
old.
Not new, but
you've made those
I
before.
Just made them again.
You've Becky. Made it for Zach and I so many times. We love them.
They're a crowd pleaser.
Yes.
The falafels. And they're good. They're better than they turn out in most restaurants, honestly.
Yeah.
And you can make a lot at once. So it's good for like crowds, you know, when you're like,
best falafels in LA. Matthew McClain.
Best falafels in LA. My house.
Falafel McClain house.
Exactly.
Do you just grind chickpeas? Maybe.
Well, you have, that is, yeah. That is one. Yeah. If you're doing like, because there's different styles of falafel too. Like some use like fava beans, some use chickpeas, use some other types of beans and stuff. But for the ones that I make, I do chickpeas, but you have to actually soak like dried chickpeas. You can't like take them from the can.
Oh.
The consistency will be all wrong.
Oh.
They'll turn to mush. Yeah.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of a whole endeavor.
It's a process. Yeah. Yeah. It definitely is.
What is what's Eugene's favorite thing that you make?
Probably like something with pasta.
He likes pasta.
Yeah.
I know he loves Indian food too.
Yeah.
And you he guys likes like
Indian
to make
food. I do a lot of, I make a lot of lentils too. Mm.
So healthy.
Mm. Yeah. So healthy. You know, got to be healthy. Healthy health habits. Treats. How about you, Rainey? How are you feeling today? How are you doing? How's your mental health?
Good. I'm like a little bit tired because I've been doing little Miles's job, which is sort of it's an undertaking.
Yeah.
But sure. It's cool. I'm learning a ton.
Yes.
But you're killing it, Rainey. We appreciate you.
Whoop, whoop. Thank you, Maggie. yeah, but otherwise pretty good. I'm trying to think of the drama, the 411. My roommate has been going on a few dates. He's sort of slowly losing steam on dating apps.
Oh.
And just like, yeah. He's sort of like, I mean, this that happens, is right? Annoying. Yeah.
Ugh.
I gave up a while ago, other than Raya.
Other than Raya.
That's the newest. But yeah.
So
but
no dates. No dates in the new year.
I want to meet somebody like in real life.
IRL.
IRL.
What about like, are you going to bowling tonight?
Naturally.
Yeah.
You can meet someone at the bowling alley.
Whoa.
That would be so cute. Yeah.
I didn't even know there was bowling tonight.
I didn't either. I wasn't invited.
It's office bowling.
You guys are, I'm inviting you. You can come.
Yeah.
It's at 6.
Eugene and Zach were supposed to tell you. It's tonight. Near the office.
Yeah, you guys have to get on the second try email. I feel like you're not on the list that people do. Like they just type in second try, send, and you guys should get on it. So
the bowling tonight, company bowling, we're gonna find Rainey a biff.
Yeah. A biffle.
Let's be
or a date.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be a biff.
I'm gonna have my eyes out for you, Rainey.
Thank you, Maggie.
You're welcome. I know. I got you.
So, yeah. But I mean, we kind of talked about this before, but who are you looking for?
Your ideal partner.
What qualities do you want?
I feel like funny is the biggest.
Okay.
Funny so sounds like, yeah.
So you need to go to some improv clubs. You know, just
I
like
do. I actually really want to go to like an improv class. Jack goes to them every week and his girlfriend is in two classes ahead of him.
Whoa.
She's more
advanced.
More advanced.
Yeah.
Doing it for longer.
Yeah. But no, I really want to actually go to improv. But yeah.
There's not a lot of them to go to anymore.
Yeah.
The Panini really murdered improv.
Improv is dead.
Improv might be dead.
No.
I mean, it's not dead. But most of the venues are closed.
Oh.
I.O., Second City.
Second City. I can't believe that was like a real, like a physical place. It was though, right?
It was. Here it was. Yeah. It wasn't as, it's not anywhere as nice as the one in
Chicago.
The Chicago one is like a real theater. The one here was like a, you walk up some stairs and there were two theaters to go into and some classrooms.
Yeah. But yeah, wait, what did you guys do this weekend?
I went to an improv show.
What a perfect segue. Thank you, perfect Becky. Segue.
I went to Jared Popkin, his old improv group from Chicago. It's Jared, our friend Torian, Trevor. They have a group called Blood Oath, and they did a little set at the clubhouse in Los Feliz. So Keith and I went to watch them do improv.
Oh, was it good? Were they good?
Yeah, I was actually shocked. They like have not done improv together in like 8 or 9 years.
So you did laugh.
I did laugh. Okay, I was nervous.
Just making sure.
I was nervous because Jared was saying they weren't rehearsing. They weren't doing anything. And
oh no,
Keith and I were like, okay. I mean, okay. We're going to come. We support you. Yeah. And then they're actually really funny.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. I think it's because they're all such good friends.
Yeah. And they're funny people to begin with.
Yeah. You know? But improv.
Becky does
it
not
takes
give
more
free
than
laughs.
Just being funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. But I'm a bad
think on your toes.
You don't fake laugh?
I just can't. I don't know how.
I went to a comedy show last week and I gave lots of fake laughs. I was front and center.
That's the worst. Don't do it. Sit in the back.
There
was
like 8 comedians and like some of them were just so good. But like when there's that many, I was, well, that was pretty bad.
For Eugene's and mine's second date, I took him to some improv shows, like not, you know, like not professional ones.
Yeah.
He hated it. He got so mad at me.
That's so cute.
But he kept dating you.
He kept dating me. Yeah.
That's a positive story. How many relationships has improv killed?
I don't know. You tell me.
All of them except Eugene.
Yeah, that's probably true. All of them. All of them. What's your best fake laugh, Matt?
No, I feel like I'd be more like, ha-ha, you know, just like two hugs.
Rainey, give us a fake laugh.
Okay, let's see.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Wait, that's actually like a really good fake laugh.
Thank you. It's different than my real laugh, though, I do think.
Yeah.
A little bit.
What's your real laugh?
Different than your real laugh.
Well, tell me something funny. That's, your- that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like fake laugh, I'll do it. I'll do it a lot. You know? Yeah. Which sometimes I actually really am trying to like not fake laugh and not not continue a conversation when it's boring. You know? Like sit in silence a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrifying.
Okay, so funny.
Yeah.
What other characteristics?
Funny. I think like somebody just like I don't like when I ask somebody like, oh, what did you get up to today? And they're like, nothing. Went to the gym. I don't know. Like, doesn't have anything. Like, I don't need like successful or really ambitious, but like some, like just like doing like.
You want something interesting.
Engaging.
Titillating. Titillating and looking for someone titillating is my new bio.
Oh my God.
Titillatingly funny. You know, that's what we need. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want them to be in the media industry too, or do you want them to be outside of the media industry? Because I know that's kind of like make it or break it for some people.
I have never thought about it before. I probably don't have an opinion, but I guess like, you know what I actually think is really cute? Teachers. I think teachers are really hot.
I mean, there's a lot of teachers in LA, right?
There's a lot of
schools.
There's a lot of schools. Or like nurses, male nurses.
Mm-hmm.
A nurse.
Hang out at the hospital cafeteria.
Hey. Numbers for you.
Yeah.
If you know anyone in the fitness of these categories, please write in.
Yeah, definitely email us. Like, you can send us pod@gmail.com if you know anyone in the LA area.
Long hair.
I like long hair. Oh, long hair, don't care.
Like shoulder length.
Oh,
wow. Long hair, don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. Colorado girls.
Yeah, I know. But it's hard to come by. It's hard to come by like cool people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also am not like, I feel like I don't like want it that bad. Like some people like really, they're like, once I get a relationship, it'll be better. And I feel like I'm not really, that's not my mentality.
Okay.
Yeah. You know? So I think that
that's not a good, this doesn't feel healthy.
Yeah.
To be like, it'll be better.
Be better.
Better than what?
Exactly. Better than your life now.
Yeah.
How? How in the hell you can love somebody else if you can't love yourself? You know?
Mama Ru says. Oh wait, we didn't do an update from. Did you watch Friday's episode?
Oh my gosh,
RuPaul's Drag Race.
I feel like it was kind of the opposite of everything we were talking about.
Yeah, we crashed and burned.
We crashed and burned. We said goodbye to our sweet sugar.
Maggie, you watch?
I haven't watched this season, but I've been wanting to hop on.
It's so good.
Jump in.
This
not too late
episode. I thought was magnificent television.
Yeah.
It was very good TV.
I could not believe it. I truly could not believe it. When Sugar and Spice had to lip sync against one another. First of all,
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to happen so soon.
It happened really fast.
They
did such an extraordinary job. I thought Rue was going to be like, Sasha, you both stay.
I mean, Sugar did kind of slip and slide all over the stage. Like she was having some friction issues.
And I feel like her outfits were never like Spice because she had that little more of like an edgy quality.
Yeah.
Even when they did the, I forget what the category was, but it was like dead. It was supposed
something
to be like,
nightmare.
Yeah. Oh. She wasn't that. She was just a doll with like a little bit of makeup. Whereas like Spice did look a little more like gothic.
Yeah. They flopped so hard at Snap Chain. It was painful.
It was so, and I was so excited. I was like, Trisha Paytas.
That's so funny.
That is so funny to do her.
And Miley Cyrus, I also thought was a good idea, but like really botched it. I was like, have you ever seen Miley Cyrus? Like this
she took a turn.
It was bad.
It was brutal.
Joan Rivers, phenomenal.
Oh my gosh.
For all the LaDuca we talked about, Lucy LaDuca.
I know. I actually think she's a front runner.
Yeah.
Who do you think is a front runner?
There were other people that were.
I think Sasha Colby, even though she didn't get any screen time during the.
Yeah. Well, also, you know, there's this huge petition online going now because, you know, the episodes used to be like an hour and a half. Now they're only an hour, so they cut out so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now there's like petitions online being like, well, bring back our hour and a half show.
And it's because of what's WeHo, like Friends of WeHo, right?
I mean, isn't there room for all?
Because it moved networks again.
Yeah.
So I think it's the MTV doesn't want to do the hour and a half episodes.
I mean, people do not like the show Friends of WeHo.
Yeah, I've heard it's
by people. Like it. By people, he means Matt.
I watched the first episode and then I was like, I can't watch this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like not even the good type of drama. Mm. You know?
Ew.
What I mean? Like, be like Housewives drama if you're going to go be be that type of show.
Yeah. What kind of drama is it?
It's just kind of like silly drama. Like, you're not celebrating me at my engagement party. Like, you should just leave. And he's like, I'm awkward. It's the pandemic made me awkward. And it's like, okay. Then like slap a bitch or something. You know, I don't know. Like, get crazy. Yeah, throw your leg on the table. You know, flip, you know, do something.
Put your leg on the table.
Yeah.
I actually think you would be amazing in reality TV.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're like witty enough and like creative enough to think of
I would be, I think I would
like
be
that.
Like more like Brad on the show, you know, because he's like, he's like silently kind of talking to everyone, you know, he's like
a little more reserved.
Yeah, that would probably be more me.
Side eyes. On the show. Lots of side eyes.
Always, yeah.
Should we do a reality show? Second try reality show?
Whoa.
Keith and I actually just started watching a new reality show called The Trader.
Mm-hmm.
Quasi's wife, Courtney, told us about it. Uh-huh.
It's like a BBC show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's with, it's on Peacock, I think, and it's with Alan Cummings is the host. And then they have half reality show contestants and half just like normal people. And then it's kind of like The Mole.
Normal people.
Yeah, like normal non-reality TV people. But it's kind of like The Mole where there are three people that are like the villains.
Yeah.
But like on The Mole, you don't know who it is until the end. This one, you know who the murderers are right at the beginning.
Mm.
So we've only gotten one episode in. Keith wasn't a fan
of
Alan
Cummings. Know, but the other people don't know.
The other people don't know.
Ah, okay,
yeah. Okay. And they have people from like, there's one guy from like Shaws of Sunset that's on it. Brandy Glanville's on it from Real Housewives. Someone who won Big Brother.
So
I
how
think
would
someone
people,
who won Survivor.
Like if it was like a pop culture aficionado. Wouldn't you be able to say like, oh, I recognize these people?
Oh, yeah. They know the other people know that they're celebrities. Like they talk about like the guy who won Big Brother is constantly like, I won Big Brother. And like Ryan, I forget his last name. He's the Olympic swimmer. He's on it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just like so mean to him. They're just like, he's dopey. He's not a reality show person.
He's dopey.
He's an Olympian.
Like he can swim.
He wants to go to the pool. But it's very, it's much more produced than like The Mole or like other
than Big Brother.
Shows. Than Big Brother, yeah. I mean, Big Brother's like wildly
Because aren't they
produced.
All just like living in a house or something too?
They're living in like a castle like in Scotland.
Life. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, in Big Brother, they're just living in a...
No, I mean in this show.
In this show, they're just living in a castle.
Yeah.
And then they get taken out for like little
Only
challenges.
In a castle.
Just a castle. And then somebody gets murdered at night.
Murder.
Whoa.
Murder.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
And sort that's like how clue. They pick people off. Yeah.
I like that. That sort of feels better than like you get voted off or like you get expelled.
Mm-hmm.
You literally get murdered.
You
get,
they just get murdered.
Sort of, you get a moment. Yeah.
Yeah, you get a little letter under your door
you
that says you're dead.
Do you like heavily produced shows or do you prefer like less produced? Because I sort of am, I'm into the charm of like a, just like, oh yeah, like this is just, we're throwing a camera in here.
Like, did you ever watch a Terrace House?
No, what is that?
That's like the Japanese version of, I don't want to say Big Brother, but, or.
Like Real World?
Kind of Real World. It's like, but it's like kind of the Japanese version where they just kind of follow these people that they put in this house and they can live there for free. And they kind of see like what happens with them and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not that produced. Mm-hmm, so it's just kind of like seeing their everyday life. And it's like very soothing.
Ooh.
There's not a lot of drama. There's like a little bit, but not a lot. But, you know, it's kind of how like Great British Bake Off is like a very soothing competition
soothing,
show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's like that's.
It's like, yeah. Well, there's like no backstabbing.
So it's like not really produced.
I think I would like that.
Yeah.
I think I would. I feel like, yeah, like first few seasons of The Kardashians too.
Mm-hmm.
Just seems like pretty chaotic.
Yeah, I think I liked like old reality television, even though like so many of the people on it were like very problematic and the things they were doing were very bad.
I'm not saying I like The Kardashians,
and like
by
we're
the
not
way.
Advocating for like, but like season one of Vanderpump Rules was like batshit crazy. It was like any bad thing that a person could do, these people were doing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was like as the show went on, they became more aware that they were on a show. They got, you know, like more famous, more money.
Yeah.
Like,
it's kind of like when you say stuff in this studio and then people like actually hear it and you're like, oh, that's right. We're being recorded.
Yeah.
It's sort of easy to forget when it's just like you're just in like some room.
When you're in the moment.
Yeah.
When you're in the moment.
I like more when there's like I liked old Vanderpump.
Was probably the only like, and like Real World, I watched those shows, but like, I like games. Like I liked Survivor when I first watched it, and I Big Brother was like my mom mine's favorite show. They used to have this thing called Big Brother After Dark, and it was on Showtime. And it was like, I remember we had to pay for it, and my mom was like, we should just do it. It looks so good. So I think it was like, it was like $15 or something. And she's like, she let's just do it. But what was the coolest part about it is it was a period of time in the Big Brother house where people had to be awake. They had to stay up. They had to be a part of this after dark. And there was no editing. And you would hear, like, people would be like, I mean, there might be like switching of cameras, but they weren't editing. It was just two hours in the Big Brother house.
And so, like, so you watched, it was a 2 hour show. You would stand and watch for two hours.
Yeah.
Just
we would record it
live by live play.
Yes. And it would literally be them like sitting there. And what I thought was cool is they'd be like humming a song and you'd hear over the loudspeaker, stop humming that song because it's copyright. You can't, yeah, you can't sing that.
Oh my gosh.
Or they would like tell them that they had to go like do their confessionals. You would hear sort of the behind the scenes of how it was produced, which is what later, later in life, Real World started to do, where the, you would see them talk to producers more, which was interesting.
That is really interesting.
Yeah. Cause I feel like it's cooler when a TV show like brings the behind the scenes out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it's just,
that's what neat. Is interesting about it. I think is that it's being filmed.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen, but I've heard from like many people that Jersey Shore is the best reality show.
I mean, I did watch some Jersey Shore.
It was a shit show. Yeah, I did watch. I did watch Jersey Shore with my younger sister and my older sister.
Iconic.
Yeah. Iconic. It was a time.
The thing about Jersey Shore that's different though is like, the, instead of the competition ones, it was more like, you know, those people are still like personalities now. Like big time.
Yeah.
You know, like they have huge like social media followings and they do like appearances.
Even post jail.
Yeah.
Some of them didn't pay their taxes.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know?
Who was it?
Mike. Oh. The Situation went to jail. He got out though. Apparently he's like a lot better. I think he's sober too.
Oh, okay.
Which is.
Yeah. I mean, when probably you're getting like all your money and fame from just like partying all the time, I feel like it's slippery slope.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
What else? I never really watched like Amazing Race.
No.
That was never one that I watched.
Yeah.
No.
What about Wipeout?
Oh, I've seen Wipeout.
A little bit of that.
I don't like seeing people get hurt.
Yeah.
The most I can do is they like Floor is Lava.
I like
Lava.
That's the most I can do for like someone getting hurt.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I remember all the MTV like Room Raiders and like Next. Oh, people coming out of like RVs. What else? What other reality TV? Flavor of Love.
Oh my
Rock
God.
Of Love.
Flavor. Rock of Love.
Yes.
Yeah. Flavor.
What do we think? Insane. What do we think the next iteration of reality TV is going to be, though?
Oh, that's a great question.
Like, if you were to look in the future, what would you think the next
in a post like be? The Circle?
Yeah.
Because that's like very of its time right now.
Yeah. So like, what's next?
Pretty unique.
Yeah.
Would it be maybe like metaverse dating and stuff? Like
AI.
Right?
There like, is like
the
a
people
new.
People could like catfish with their metaverse.
Avatar.
Avatars, right? Well,
there is that dance show that they have now that's like Masked Singer, but instead of them being masked, they're hooked up to like a cartoon thing.
I did love Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the U.S. is like, whatever Japan's doing, we'll do. We'll do it. It'll be good.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Where I hope it goes is like two different shows, but of the same thing. So it's like behind the scenes and what's going on in front of camera.
I think that'd be really good. You could switch off.
That would be really cool. But it could like ruin the mystique of like sometimes on reality shows, you're like, why would you say that? And then you're like, if you could actually hear the question the producer asked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, oh, that's why.
They're prompted.
Yeah.
I don't know. I sort of think it's going to be something like hyper raw, but also not chaotic. Like not like the Kardashians, but like something where it's like really, really personal. Like where it's just like you say everything, you know?
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything.
Or it could be like that. What's the name of that little kid show on? It's on Netflix right now, but they basically put a camera and a microphone on like a 4-year-old and they're like doing daily tasks.
Yeah.
It is so fucking cute.
It's really so cute.
It's adorable. Like little boys like going to like get a fish. Yeah.
Yes. So it's cute. So,
and you hear him being like, oh no.
I know, a glimpse in the life.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to do an audience cue?
Oh, we have an audience question. We have some good ones.
This one is about partying.
Partying.
This is for some party ideas. This is from Morgan, and she says she's 20 and will be turning 21 in February. She's recently gone sober / alcohol free for the sake of her physical, mental, and spiritual wellness journey.
Preach.
Love. Obviously, there's a huge tradition around hitting the bars on your 21st birthday, but she wants to hear if we have any fun, alcohol-free ideas for what I should do for my birthday. She's pretty open-minded towards activities and would love to hear cool things that we have maybe done for previous birthdays. Mm-hmm. She wants to hear from Miles. Sorry, you can't. He's on paternity leave. And Rainey as well.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, birthday celebration that's not centered around drinking.
Yeah, 21st birthday celebration. Mm. Do you guys have a favorite birthday activity that you're like, this was so fun?
I mean, pool party is always such a hit, mm-hmm. you know, but you can't do that, especially a lot of climates and stuff. That makes it a challenge.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like for 21st, like the number is so like iconic to the birthday. Mm-hmm. Like I would anchor it around that somehow. Like you have to do 21 or something. So I remember for like a bachelorette party once, it was David's cousin. We did like a scavenger hunt thing.
I was about to say that. Scavenger hunts are really cute.
There's like 21 things you have to go out in the world and like find. So you're kind of like doing stuff. You're moving through spaces. You're meeting other people. You're interacting. Mm-hmm. You could go to different like coffee shops and restaurants and, you know, cafes, stuff like that to like find.
Yeah. I feel like a theme is always good if you haven't done theme birthday parties, like giving people a reason to either dress up or like make something or just do something all together is really fun. And it just anchors conversation between people that aren't maybe necessarily used to all hanging out together, which is really fun. Mm-hmm. Depending on how silly you are, I feel like one birthday in college that I did was like glow in the dark mini golf, which was really fun. Mm-hmm. Like there's always laser tag. Mm-hmm. I love a good activity or a theme.
Yeah. That's why I feel like I'm actually obsessed with activities.
So good.
Laser tag, great idea.
Boomers has great like arcade / ride / mini golf. Always a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I feel like since it's your 21st, you can sort of leverage, like people will be more likely to be like, oh yeah, I'll spend like $30 or whatever. Cause it's like, so you can do an activity. Whereas like on a Saturday, you might not be able to get, especially like college age kids, to like spend that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like amusement parks, so fun. Topgolf, so fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I feel like during activities, a lot of times I'm like actively like, wow, I'm enjoying this right now.
In the moment.
You're like, this is so
gets rainy
fun.
In the moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
We came up with Jared Popkin's birthday is coming up and we called it best day ever. And we thought of what the best day ever for Popkin would be. Mm. And we're going to start with bowling.
He is a bowler.
Yeah. Loves bowling. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go bowling. Then we're going to go to an escape room.
Oh.
Because we go to that sort of our Friday night activity sometimes.
Yeah.
And then Korean barbecue. Mm-hmm. So you can eat a lot.
Yeah.
And you end the night with karaoke.
So fun.
And they're also like little activities that are varied. So you could do like, maybe we start with the escape room because only like 8 of us usually go do the escape rooms. Then you get a little more people for bowling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you get a little more people for dinner. And then you get everyone coming for karaoke.
Choose your own.
So it's kind of like you can come to whatever part of this you want to come
cute.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, this sounds, I'm so excited for it. Because I'm like, this does sound like the best day ever. And I'm glad I get to go to all of them.
All the activities.
All the activities. But yeah, I think bowling's really fun. Arcades.
Yeah.
Play.
See a musical.
A show.
Whoa.
See a show.
Big baller.
Music.
Yeah. Go to Broadway. You fly do those out to New York City. or even like a high school play. I would see a high school play even
community
if I didn't know
theater.
Anybody.
Community theater.
I love, kids on stage. Nothing like it.
Yeah. So I think our advice to our sober friend is like, don't even worry about the drinking or not drinking. Yeah. Just make it a fun party.
Yeah. I think as long as you are willing to put effort in, there's like a plethora of stuff.
If you do some pre-work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll be really fun. I would go to that over a bar any day.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
There's also a gajillion mocktails you can make if you wanted. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also like just because you don't drink, I don't know her opinions on other people drinking, but like having options for both people's types of parties. If you are a drinker, making sure you have like fun.
Yeah.
Mocktails. Exactly. Like I loved Eugene's birthday. I had two different kinds of mocktails that weren't just like when you get a mocktail, it's like orange juice and club soda.
Whatever's left over.
It's yeah, it's like fruit and like boring. But this had two very different options.
Yeah.
It's like a cinnamony one and one that was more of a pineapple-y one.
That's great.
But I think, whether you're drinking or not drinking, having real options that just aren't water.
Do you have any any recs for creating? Because I like the bitterness of alcohol, and I feel like a lot of mocktails are like fancy juices. You know?
Most of them are fancy juices. A lot of like replacement alcohol you can do is like ginger, like a tiny shot of ginger, because it'll burn your throat.
Yeah,
kind of the way alcohol does.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But also you can just add bitters into things.
Yeah.
Which technically, yes, there is alcohol in bitters, but there's also alcohol in vanilla. Like it's the same kind of.
Yeah, it's not going to get you drunk.
It's not going to get you drunk.
You're not going to feel anything.
So you can do things like a bitters and soda.
Yeah.
And that'll still give you a little. I really like. My sister-in-law got these drinks because she just gave birth, but she was pregnant at the time. They were called Casamara Club, and they're these little like bottles. They look like a beer bottle. They have the cutest design, and it's like a soda, but like with a bitter or like tropical, or like it just tasted like a cocktail.
Right. Yeah.
It was just so good to like sit and like sip.
Yeah.
Health,
wealth.
Choose yourself
and all the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy 21st birthday.
Happy 21st birthday.
Love.
Email us back and tell us what you did.
Yeah. I want to know.
We want to know. What was the theme?
Murder mystery party?
Murder mystery is fun.
That would be so fun.
Dinner and a show.
Really fun. Yeah. Has that's anyone done a murder mystery?
No, I haven't.
I've been to a murder mystery like dinner before.
What was it like?
Where they do like the show, you know? Mm-hmm. So you're like eating and stuff, and then you like, there's they like plant people around and
that's
like,
cool.
Things happen. Yeah.
That's
it's fun. Yeah. 21 questions.
That's true.
You know, trivia.
Yeah.
Right. Make up friend trivia and then everyone will be like into it because it's about them.
I really liked I really liked the TikTok trend of people doing PowerPoint presentations.
Yeah.
Like random
that is
topics.
Funny. That is funny.
I was like, that's such a good idea for a party.
That is funny. Yeah.
And it's fun. It gives you something to do.
Good old fashioned bingo.
Yeah.
Love a good bingo.
Yes.
A little game time. When we were waiting for a dinner reservation in Texas, there was a Walmart across the street and Keith was like, let's go do a white elephant. Oh. You can only spend $10 in the Walmart and you have to do it in between the time this reservation takes because we had like 15 minutes. So we all ran into the Walmart, spent $10, came back and then at dinner... did a white elephant.
Oh my God, stop.
That's so
gift.
Cute.
That's what'd you get? That's really funny. I actually got a mini waffle maker. It was on sale.
Cute.
Very nice.
$10.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I was like, this is great.
How many are the waffles? Quarter size?
I don't know. It was on like super sale. I don't know how they found it. But there were other, what else? Keith got, I think like a giant onesie, like for when you're doing stuff in the attic.
Mm. Oh,
I was like, that's kind of like a practical.
I thought you were talking like pajama onesie. No. Like, oh, okay.
Like
utility.
A plastic onesie. And then, my brother-in-law's partner got a thing of candy like this big.
Mm. Oh, cute.
And I was like, this is a great game.
This is a great game.
But that could be a cute little birthday thing.
That's true.
Yeah. Go to the mall. You have 10 minutes, $10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many options.
There's so many options.
There's so many options other than drinking. But I do understand the pressure of like your 21st birthday. Yeah. Everyone's like, shop.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. You're 21.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Love.
Happy birthday.
Was that the same one about people asking you why you're not drinking? Or was there another question about that?
I don't think so. I don't think I sent you one like that.
Oh, never mind.
I just had those three.
Oh, weird.
But I was at a party recently where I was driving, and so I wasn't drinking, obviously, because I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
And for the first time in like a decade, Maggie was there.
I watched it.
Someone was like, I have a shot of this. And I was like, no, I'm good. I'm not drinking. And they were like, that's no fun. You should drink. And I was like, am I 12? I was like, last I checked, I'm a 32-year-old. And I just told you I don't want that.
Yeah.
It was so bizarre. I had not had that happen in years.
Yeah.
Years.
The peer pressure.
I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah. That just happened to me too. Somebody was like, you're not drinking? And I was like, oh, well, it's sort of like, it's like in the middle of the day. And they were like, no, it's not. It's 4. And I was just like, okay.
I know. Especially now, a lot of people don't drink. So you're just like, who cares?
Yeah.
They're going to have fun. They could be on other stuff. You don't even know. You don't know their life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Math on shrooms right now.
They could be, you know, they could be on so many things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pills.
Cocaine.
Shrooms. Cocaine. Molly, who knows? Who knows? You don't know their life. You don't know where they came from, where they're going.
Yeah. I just think you focus on you. Like, you focus on your drink, I'll focus on my drink.
They could be on medication where they can't drink. Yeah. You know, it's just, that could be mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make them feel bad for being on their medication.
Yeah.
Being responsible.
Don't peer pressure people.
Except for hydration. Be like, you should drink water.
Yeah, you should drink water. Yeah. That is true.
That's a good one.
You can peer pressure people about like, water.
How much water?
Unless they're on a
float today.
I'm just kidding.
But yes, water.
Oh, hello.
It's What's time next? To be real.
Wow.
Time to be. Okay. Do you do the Be Real every day?
Yeah. Do you want to be in it?
Sure. I mean, I've never gotten on the Be Real train. You know
it's
what I
really
mean?
It's really fun.
Oh, hello.
Oh my God.
Is it fun
my
though?
Favorite one.
Is it fun? Done.
It is fun, Matt.
Everyone's doing their Be Real now except for me.
I haven't done mine. I don't. I rarely
because
do mine.
I
just Be Real.
Never join Be Real. I never joined.
Why not?
Why should I?
Oh, because it's the most real and authentic.
It seems like an extra task that my phone is forcing me to do. You know what I mean?
Don't tell me what to do.
Like, your phone is supposed to be a tool, you know, so you're supposed to use it. And here the phone is using you.
It's making you the tool.
It's making you the tool. No, no one else thinks.
I feel
you're
like
all brainwashed.
It's supposed to be low stakes. It's supposed to be like, boop.
Yeah, low stakes. Yeah. You just go, pop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you can see what your friends are really up to.
Unless they post like 6 hours late and then it tattles on them and it says posted 6 hours late.
I have friends who like wait till they're doing something interesting. I'm like, that's cheating.
So see, it defeats the whole purpose of the Be Real
in, like,
and now you're mad at those
because my life has been a shit show. And like, if I pass like an hour mark, I won't do it.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I can't.
How many, people do you follow on Be Real though? Like, how many people?
Like 10.
Five? Like 10. I only followed like 10. Yeah. I keep it low.
Yeah. No, it's only my close personal friends. But I like it because it's just sort of like, it's interesting. Because some people, you know, Instagram, you can post whatever, whenever.
True.
But Be Real, it's like, oh, you actually work a ton. Like, that's what I've
noticed. Can they just take old photos and put them
up? No, you can't upload.
You can't upload to it.
It has to be.
What if you took a picture of a picture?
Oh. Matt, there's an SNL sketch I'll send you. It's very funny.
I'm also not a big social media person. I'm horrible at social media.
Yeah.
I make other people post on my social media for me.
Who do you have? Who's your go-to?
David Ng's my social media manager. I say that to him all the time. Because when we travel and do stuff, I'm like, here, can you just like do it for me? I just like can't. I just don't want to.
Yeah. Does it give you anxiety?
No, it's just such a drag.
It's such a drag. A peeper than a poster.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, but also like when I'm out in the world in the moment, I'm not like, you know, let me capture this. I'm a horrible picture taker too.
I'm really bad at
picture taking. I literally saw you take a picture while we were doing, like, the mountains look so beautiful.
I did. Yeah.
He's selective.
You take memories for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So do we have another question? Crazy. I feel like we should do another question.
Okay, we're going to take some audience cues.
Yes. Hi, lovelies. I am a recent college graduate, now working part-time. Woo! My first time getting paid more than minimum wage. Oh my gosh, amazing.
Good for you, girly.
Mm-hmm. And applying for grad school. It's stressful. I am currently struggling to save money. I recently opened an IRA account and have some money in my savings, but with the expenses of living and gas, oh my God, maintaining somewhat of a social life and also trying to save money to move to a new city. I am just unsure of what some good tips are to effectively split up my paycheck and budget accordingly. Any help you can provide would be greatly appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
I also have been listening to the pod for a long time and send you so much love and good vibes for the new year.
Aww.
From your aspiring fiscal fiend.
Love that.
Love it. I mean, bravo, step one of being aware of needing to do a budget and saving for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Right? First step, bravo. That's good. Yeah. But that's always a challenge.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, I remember when I was working my first job, it was like, put as much into your retirement account that would match your employer. So if they give up to like 5% or something, because then you're just leaving money on the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
If you can.
If you if you can. But I mean, like, that's what people say the minimum should be, because usually that's like pretty low. It's like 3 or 5% is what your employer matches.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then anything more than that is just kind of like extra that your employer doesn't matches, which is great. But then you're not leaving money on the table. So that'd be tip one. If you can put in what your employer can match,
And then I think there's some spreadsheets on, like, I've looked some up on Google when I was, like, trying to budget. And, yeah, like, I'd input, like, my Netflix subscription on top of, like, my rent on top of, like, even if it's, like, my phone bill. Like, if it's, like, a tiny little expense, you just need to know, like, what you are spending.
Exactly how much. Yeah.
Or, like, a rough estimate every month. And that'll kind of inform more.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't know, like, what.
I know. And then some things come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So like going through and looking at what your actual charges are and making sure you know where they're from.
My iCloud storage.
Right? Your iCloud storage. Like too much.
Okay, maybe I don't need that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of things.
You know, being able to reevaluate those. And then also some of those things like streaming services you could share with other people, like your family, friends, roommates, stuff like that.
I think just having a general understanding of what your actual finances are will help you project for the future. Like even if you don't do like I did spreadsheets, but I was really bad at computers. So I literally just did them on like a notebook. And it was just that you write down every single expense that you have. And then you write down your, not your gross paycheck, but after taxes, what you have left. And if that's going to be a consistent number, then you can use that as your baseline. And then obviously always trying to stay under that number.
Cash flow Becky over here.
Yeah. You want to make sure what's coming in is enough to do what's coming out. And if you are going to use credit cards to do that, being very, very careful about not paying your credit cards on time. Because if you let that interest rack up, it's just going to end up taking more money than what it was to pay off in the beginning. So like if you have the ability to pay your credit card bills off in full, do it if you can, or you try should. And just like, try and stay with that minimum payment too.
Right. Yeah. What things do you spend money? Like, even if you are like have a tight budget, what will you like typically still spend money on? And what's the first to go?
I'd say probably even when I'm budgeting, I still spend money on like groceries.
Yeah.
Like I've never been a person that could do like, I see people do the grocery hauls that are like $40 for a week of groceries. And like, I cannot eat the same food every day. Like it would drive me.
Or like the couponing people, I don't have the patience
to coupon.
Like some people will find like so many coupons and it literally saves them so much money, but.
Yeah.
You gotta be smart with those coupons.
It's a lot of work to find the coupons. It's a lot of work to find the coupons.
It didn't work out for me.
It didn't work.
Well, the extreme couponing always looks so cool.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, you could put all these on top of this manufacturer's coupons. It takes a lot of math. It has way more math than I was ready for.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
Yeah.
It's a lot of more work to do that. So.
And then I would say the thing that I cut first is like extraneous.
Yeah.
Like trips.
Impulse purchases. So like coffee, getting coffee out or. Yeah. Like if I'm hungry and I have food at home, I'm like, oh, I'd really go for a salad from wherever. No, that would be the first thing I would cut. I would eat the food that I have at home.
We certainly have food at home.
Yeah.
I feel like meat is really expensive. Sometimes I just like don't spend money on meat because I'm like, I can eat chickpeas and it's good. And it's going to cost like significantly less.
Yeah.
And always return stuff to Target if you're not going to use it.
I mean,
big on the return game.
Return things.
For sure.
That you don't need.
Also, a good tip is to use some type of tracking software. And that'll help really keep track like month over month. So you don't have to even do that much work about it. Like something like mint.com or something is so easy to use.
www.mint.com.
Sponsors. Slash sit with us.
Sit with us.
But I know that's what I used to do. That used to really help me a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the first thing that I used to cut was like big things like travel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because those are like plane tickets. They're so expensive.
Yeah.
That type of stuff. It's no fun.
Also figuring out the things that you have to pay for. Like when I was in Chicago, like car insurance, I was like, I have to pay my car insurance. There's like, no. That's not something I can't not pay because the ticket is going to be more than, and if I get in an accident, like that's even worse. So I was like, have to do that. And like, when I moved to California, even though we were heavily budgeting, I was like, okay, I have to get on Medi-Cal.
Because
I was uninsured when I was 21. Because my parents
were retired.
Obama lets you keep insurance till you're 24 if both of your parents are working. But my parents are lazy bums and learned how to retire early. So they retired at 55.
And living their best life.
So they are living their best life. So I had to find my own insurance very quickly. But yeah, that's something like you really should have, even if it's just hit by the bus insurance.
Yeah.
Like I did a year where I just paid the fine, and like that was a dangerous year. I should not have done that. But it was just like that.
Life
I was
on
like,
the edge.
That's all I could do is pay the fine.
But also, like, don't let anyone tell you what you should or shouldn't spend your money on. It's you. You have to make that decision. You need to like self-reflect and see like what's important to you.
Yeah.
Like if you're really trying to go and live in a different city, like you're going to need to save a lot more money.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause there's a lot more variables and risk in moving than knowing what your current situation is. So you kind of evaluate what you want to do in your life. So if you want to do that, then it's, you know, your trade-offs are, okay, you probably won't be able to eat out as much, get as many cocktail happy hours or travel or fun stuff. You know, you're going to have to sacrifice a little bit.
So I would say balance. Don't get a pet right now.
Your pets are expensive.
Yeah, I'd say don't get a pet.
Pets are expensive.
People underestimate how expensive they are.
Yes. Cost a lot of money, so don't do that if you're trying to save money.
The other thing that people always say is, pay off your highest interest rate debt first. So if your credit cards are like 10% and your student loans are like 2%, you should pay off your credit cards before you pay off like your student loan.
And we learned from Devin last week, there's no bankruptcy from student loans.
That's
right. You can't file for bankruptcy from your student loans. They will never go away.
You literally have to die.
I remember when my mom paid off her student loan. That's how long it took her to pay off her student loan. Is her child remembered it.
Wow.
Yeah. But I guess for budgeting, to bring back to your point, is just think about what are the things that are most important to you and your goals. And that should inform your budget.
Done.
You
are budgeting.
Fiscally responsible.
You're fiscally responsible.
Amazing.
Let's do one more quick one.
Okay. This next one is from Abby. And she's writing to us to see if we could give her any advice. She finds that she has stayed up way too late every night on her telephone. None of us do that.
Never have I ever.
She says, I struggle because I have a partner that I only get to see about once a week, and we are always too busy to talk until the late night hours with our conflicting schedules. I want to talk to her, but I also want to get into a better habit of putting my phone away and going to bed on time. Thank you.
That's tough.
It's tough.
Right?
That's kind of cute though that you have somebody really that you like really want to talk to, and it's like exciting to talk to somebody like that.
And that you could stay last on the phone with them for so long, you know, without there being just like silence.
I would say in terms of like sleep habits from an insomniac, the time you wake up is more important than the time you go to bed, which is really weird.
Oh, wait, what do you mean?
So like if you're trying to get into a consistent like sleep schedule, getting up every day at the same time is more important than going to bed. Like let's say you tell yourself, I'm going to go to bed at 10 every night. It's that more important that you wake up at 7 every day, and that'll make the habit stick.
Help make it easier.
It'll help get your like sleep rhythm better. Even some nights when I like stay up till like 3 or 4, I'll still... Unless I like really have something to do, I'll still have my alarm set for like 7 a.m. And I'm like, okay, it's 7. You have to get up. You just have to get up.
Oh my gosh.
You can't sleep all day.
So you've been, have you ever been on You Can Sit With Us on 3 hours of sleep?
Oh yeah.
She definitely has.
Good. You're pretty impressive at hiding it. I've never even noticed.
I love caffeine. And I usually do take a nap right after the podcast. But I try to limit my naps because I...
Then you don't fall asleep.
I'm an
napper. You won't wake up the right time, and then it's a cycle.
It's a cycle. It's a vicious cycle. You can't break it.
Yeah.
Because you also don't want to be so tired that you can't do things. Like if you're going to... If you're not going to sleep and then you're going to get up and drive, like you need to be awake enough to drive. That's like very dangerous.
Heavy machinery.
That. But I would say, maybe like not focusing on what time you're going to bed, because maybe that's what's stressing you out, is you're like... I'm staying up too late. It's like, okay, well, says who?
But also, why do you need to have the immediate feedback of your partner? Like, couldn't you send like voice notes throughout the day? Like, you always have like pauses through your day and stuff. So there are other ways to connect and feel like you're engaging and talking to each other and like know what's happening throughout their day and stuff without being on like FaceTime for 2 hours every night, right?
Voice notes have really like revolutionized
things
some of my
back and forth
relationships with people, because sometimes I don't have enough time to sit down and update my mom on what is going on in my life, and she needs like constant like, are you okay? Is everything okay? So voice notes have been really helpful, because I'll just be like in the car, I'm like, hi mom, I'm getting ready right now. this is what's going on.
Right.
I hope you're well. I'll call you a little later.
Bye. Right.
Because sometimes I'll hop on the phone with her and this woman wants to talk for like 47 minutes and I'm like running errands and I was like, I can't. I love you so much. Mama. I love you so much, but I can't sit and talk to you for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So
maybe even with your conflicting schedules, finding little moments of time where you could still update each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Car rides. Drives.
Really nice.
Commutes to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know one of my friends with her mom, she has one of those little boxes where you tap it and it lights up to let the person know you're thinking about them and stuff.
That is really cute.
So they each have one. So I think that's a really cute way.
That's adorable.
To just let the person know you're thinking about them.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what a lot of it is. It's the connection is you wanting them to recognize and you being recognized that you're have that person on your mind.
That's so cute. Yeah. I wish they had something like that for your Apple Watch. Imagine you're
I'm thinking of you.
They and do. It's they have the heart.
You can really?
Send someone your pulse.
Oh,
I'm still alive.
My heart beats for you.
There's also apps. Marco Polo. My girlfriends from Chicago would be so annoyed with me for even bringing this up because
I remember this
got kicked off of our Marco Polo group chat. Uh-huh. They were like, "Bitch, you do not respond enough."
Oh,
I know. I was ousted, and they were like, "You're really bad at this." Oh, but it was really good for a little while, especially we mostly did it during the pandemic, and I was like, "Okay, when I have more time, it's a lot easier to watch all these or be." Consistent.
Yeah.
And there were six of us on it. So it was a little more people.
A little more chaotic.
Yeah. But with two people, it's just basically you send each other video messages.
Yeah.
And you just chat back and forth.
Mm. Ousted.
Kind of the same idea. Ousted. Yeah. Same concept.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say find other ways to connect that aren't just on the phone every night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just find other times. There are other times. Even though your schedules are conflicting, there are other times you could be maybe not directly communicating, but communicating in the universe.
Exactly.
If you're worried about staying up too late.
Yeah. Well, thank you everyone for taking the time and sitting with us today. We really appreciate your feedback. If you have any comments, questions, leave it down in the comments, or you can email us at youcansitwithuspod@gmail.com. Be sure that you are washing your hands, being kind to your neighbors, getting vaccinated for all the things. What else am I missing? Pee after sex. Mm-hmm. And...
Tip your servers.
Tip your servers. Until next week, we love you guys. See you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.